Hello and welcome to Undercurrent News' latest webinar, Dissecting the Land-Based Aquaculture Trend. And we're going to talk about one of the hottest topics in the industry. And I'm joined by a very distinguished panel of experts on this topic. Roberto Tischler, who's a sales director for Aquamouth. Roberto, perhaps you could just say one or two words about yourself, please.
Sure. Hi, everybody. Roberto Tischler, Director of Sales here at Aquamouth for the last 2 years now. First, thank you for inviting me today. Genuinely honored to take part in this important panel with such distinguished industry leaders. Aquamouth is a RAS technology provider specializing in our own proprietary systems. It was established over 30 years ago, actually by fish farmers. With the aim of solving many of the problems in the aquaculture in Israel. We do have a very developed aquaculture industry here in Israel with a variety of fish species, tilapia, sea bream, barramundi, and more. We are known to find solutions to those challenges, saving energy, saving on water, and we've been focusing on developing our own RAS technology for the last years for the benefit of our land based facilities worldwide, and really humbled to be here today with you and share some of this experience with you.
Thank you, Roberto. And we're also joined by Jeff Cheng, who's the CEO of Nocera, a company that is specialized in designing land-based aquaculture systems. Jeff, if you could just introduce yourself, please.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeff Cheng. I'm the president and CEO of Nocera. We are one of the biggest land-based RS solution company in Asia. We're happy to announce that we built the biggest land-based fish farm in China. And last year, we moved to Taiwan in combination of solar sharing. And we are providing the most cost-efficient in terms of value system. So right now, the fish farmer in Taiwan is testing our products and our equipment. And in the future, we're going to move into United States and South America. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. And I'll move to Stian Rognit, who's the Global Commercial Manager for Closed Farm Systems for Skretting. Stian, if you would like to introduce yourself, please.
Thank you. That was a good effort on the name. My name is Stian Rognit, and as Matt said, I'm working as a Global Commercial Manager, specifically with land-based and for Skretting, which is a market leader in RAS feed. My job is to work directly with RAS customers alongside my colleagues in the various markets to ensure that efforts are aligned across our different functions and geographies, and also to keep the finger on the pulse to make sure that we deliver on our promises to our customers.
Great, thank you, Stian. And I would now like to introduce John Buchanan, who's the CEO of the Center for Aquaculture Technologies.
Thanks, Matt, and happy to be here today. So as you said, I'm the CEO for the Center for Aquaculture Technologies. We're a contract research organization that supports the industry, and we have facilities on the East Coast of Canada and the West Coast of the US, and pretty extensive facilities where we conduct disease challenge trials for the industry, testing health products. We also run nutrition trials and testing different feed ingredients and feed products. We also have a pilot scale extruder where we can make research scale diets and test different methods for extrusion for novel feed protein ingredients like insect meal and other types of applications. We have a diagnostic team and have been doing some interesting work in microbiome assessment, which is relevant to RAS sometimes, and how the bacterial populations change in response to different factors. The facility is set up to run saltwater or freshwater, RAS or flow through, and everything down to very cold 4°C to 30°C. For a variety of species. We also have a genetics team, genetics, genomics, and genome editing. And in that aspect, we work on with clients developing lines of fish to solve problems and create possibilities in the industry. So working mainly in health, nutrition, and genetics.
That's great. Thank you very much. And finally, I would like to introduce Ohad Maimon, who is the CEO of the Kingfish Co.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Undercurrent News, for inviting us to join the panel. My name is Ohad Maiman. I'm the co-founder and CEO of the Kingfish Company. We operate a vertically integrated RAS seafood company, in our view, going from design, engineering, installation, full cycle hatchery construction, and up to marketing, sales, and processing. We are currently active in Europe, in the Netherlands, with a second site in advanced permitting in Maine for the US market. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks very much. And we really look forward to hearing more about the new project, Ohad.